Tea Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live in a more occupational, functional, and independent way through the lens of an occupational therapist with using different tips, different advice, different ideas, especially from my own life, especially how we go about our days. So we talked a lot about For the Love of series. I told you we're going to continue For the Love of series with a lot of different topics, God willing, coming up. Tonight, let's talk about the idea of the laptop. You know, over the years, I had many different technologies, many different surfaces, many different elements of how to access the computer. Thinking back all the way back to the day when the computer was first introduced, I remember thinking about the Compaq, which Alav HaShalom is no longer with us, this company. I think HP bought them out many years ago. That was one of the first computers we had. It was this bulky, like white, really large laptop. Originally my brother had it, then I had it, with these really bulky purple speakers. And then I remember switching over to a different laptop. Maybe it was black with a tower. And then I remember switching over to a different laptop with a different tower. And then I remember having the Mac Mini. Thanks to my mom and the like of switching over many different. And then finally, in college, I switched over to the MacBook, which was an old school, hardcore, very heavy white MacBook laptop. I think you know what I'm talking about. It was back in like 2008 when I went to college and I took it with me. I loved that laptop. It was white. And we actually still have that laptop in our attic, even though it's very defunct, very old, very slowed down, really not happening, really not dealing with us. Unfortunately, nowadays, technology doesn't really last so many years. It doesn't really last for such a long time. It really only is supposed to give you, according to Apple's website, by the way, according to Google, a laptop in its pinnacle lasts like a computer in its pinnacle lasts 3 to 5 years. Isn't that crazy? Why do they make technology in such a way that it only lasts for such a short amount of time? I remember back in the 1930s, the 1920s, when they made a car, the car would last for 42 years. Something happened since then. They would make cars in a different way. They make products in a different way, much more plastic, much more flimsy, much less able to last for the stand of time. Maybe it's a consumer gimmick. Maybe they're trying to make more money. The companies that are forcing you to keep buying and keep buying, that are forcing you to do so in a way that it doesn't last forever. Maybe that's their gimmick. Who knows? That's a negative way of looking at the world, but I don't know. Maybe they have better parts, but they're cheaper, but they're not as strong. In any case, the laptops don't last forever. So the MacBook for us lasted a good amount of years. I had it in 2008, and we had it for quite a number of years, and even when we got married, we got married in a couple of years ago in 2013. When we got married, we still had it, but the thing is that we needed something else, because I needed the laptop, and my wife needs a laptop for work a lot of times, and we're both working on something at the same time. We each need one. So originally, we got the Dell Inspiron 15, and it was good for us for a couple of years, but you have to know, after using a laptop for a couple of years, after using any computer for a couple of years, after working it, and the RAM, and the gig, and the this, and the that, and the huda, and the hada, and the ida, and the ida, I don't even know the words, I'm not so good at technology, and the verbiage, and the wording of technology, but definitely it slows down, and definitely gets overloaded over a couple of years, and if you use it for a couple of apps, it's just not able to last for so long. So the Inspiron, the Dell, was good for us, and you know, our kids dropped it a couple of times, and a couple of pieces are missing and whatnot. We tried to have it last as long as possible, but at a certain point, once we got into the 2020 and we had the crazy quarantine still, and the crazy times of the spring, and of course we're still in crazy times, everything should be happy and healthy for everybody soon, and everything should pass soon. But in the spring, we felt like, all right, this is crazy. This laptop is not, it's not cutting it out. It's not working out for my wife. You know, my wife doesn't like Mac so much. I love Apple products. I love Mac. We'll talk about them in a second. My wife likes the PC. So instead of the Dell Inspiron, we switched over to the Lenovo IdeaPad ThinkPad 3. And I'm not giving this specific model just because that's the only model. It's just the version we got. It had a great deal on Walmart or the like. Usually these laptops go for hundreds of dollars. Thank God it only went for a few hundred. And it's a wonderful laptop. We like one laptop to have the 15-inch screen because for date night, for daytimes, my wife and I try to sit down, lean editor. After we put the kids to bed, after a long day, we try to watch whatever we're watching. And the bigger screen is better. We like to watch it on the couch. And we don't want to have the TV in the room. We don't want to have the monitor or one of those screens or whatever, or the projector or anything, just something simple we put on the ottoman. So the one that has the 15 inches better. Of course, Apple has those also, but they're much, much more expensive. So that we use is the ThinkPad, and it comes with all those abilities and those things. And of course, you want to be safer and protect your family and your kids, so you could always put in different settings, parental controls or filters or the like to protect them and to protect yourself and everything from crazy stuff out there. But in general, when it comes to the laptop, we wanted to use the 15-inch one for the Lenovo. So that's what we use for that. And it has, of course, really cool features and the Zoom and the Google Meet and different types of browsers you could use. You could use Google Chrome or you could use Internet Explorer. I happen to like Chrome best. Just I find it the most functional. But I really love the idea of laptop and its portability and its versatility. A computer, I understand the concept, but you're stuck and you're rooted in place. It's not mobile. It's not movable. And I had many computers myself. I know family members have computers in their own houses and the actual PC and the actual desktop computer, okay, that could work for you. Very understandable. And even Mac has a way of doing it where you have just the monitor, everything's built into the monitor or the Mac Mini, a little piece, or the tower. And technically it could be movable, but it's not nearly as versatile and as mobile as a laptop. So I'm very into the laptop. And we switched over to the Lenovo in the spring. And a few years ago, we switched over from the old school MacBook to the MacBook Air. And I figured the MacBook Air I wanted really because, first of all, I love Apple products. And of course, they're much more expensive, but I like how everything could sync with each other. The iPhone XR, which I have, and my wife's iPhone SE second generation, and the MacBook and the iPod, God willing, we're switching over to the Touch, hopefully. So they all like integrate with each other, and it's very cool technology. And even though it's very expensive, it's very chic in some way, and I like the usage, I like the versatility, I like the usability of the Apple. So I wanted to go to the MacBook. I didn't want the fancy dancy MacBook Pro or MacBook Pro Mini or whatever their names are. Those are really, really expensive. Even the MacBook Air, of course, is expensive, but you could keep it under $1,000. And the Air is really cool because even the newest one I looked at recently is very small, very lightweight, very versatile, and it still has the power cable, still has the cable for the USB. Of course, the new one is the USB-C. I still have the regular USB. That's why I really wanted this one before they switched over to the C. And I love that it has the capability. It still lets you plug in for an earphone on my version from 2018. I like that. And I like that it has the capability of regular USB, and it has so many functions. I just love the aspects of Apple and laptop. I love that it has the recording feature, which I'm using today on the laptop, to plug in the microphone. Of course, it could plug into the phone itself. We'll talk about the phone, God willing, hopefully next time, or in the future. But the laptop has really cool abilities, and I love how the keys light up. I love the feel of the laptop. I like that it's made with the metal, whatever type of metal it is, and it's very chic, very slim, very portable. Of course, it's only 13-inch, but that's okay. It's 2 inches a little smaller, so we use it to watch, but not as much as the other one, which we use to watch. And I understand that it's hard for people to get used to Mac, to get used to Apple, because it's on the opposite side, the closing and the minimizing, and the apps are different. But for me, I like it a lot more. I find it much more versatile is really the word I'm going to keep using. I find it much more usable for me. I like the features a lot, you know, Preview and Google Chrome I like more than Safari, and Pages, which is like Microsoft Word, and Notes, which is like a way to jot things down. Of course, it has Zoom and voice memos, which I use a lot, and the photos, the calendar. The calendar for me is really the way to get by, especially on the phone. That's how I can connect to anything. But a laptop, I find much more functional. I find it makes our life that we could be more independent through how we go about things. My wife needs to take the laptop to work. Easy. I need to work in the basement. I move the laptop around. No problem. In the living room versus the dining room if we each want to work, or I got to go up to the attic. Can you imagine if it was a PC, a computer, a desktop? I'd have to slug it and reconfigure it each time. I'm not doing that. That's craziness. And each of them are very slim, so they're easy to store. They're easy to put away. You know, on the Sabbath, I want to take it off the table. I put it right in the drawer. It fits so nice. And it's just something that's movable, and it has all the features, it has all the functions. And you can literally sit with it on your lap, you can sit with it on your desk, you can sit with it at the table, you can take it anywhere where you want to go. And it's a powerful, powerful instrument. It's a powerful thing to use. And if you have a desktop, you want to switch to a laptop, my recommendations are, if you want the PC, a nice, cheap, simple one that's very powerful, very good, is Lenovo. Many different companies make different ones. But if you're into the Apple, which I am very much so, and you want to sync it with all your products, the MacBook Air is the one I like to use. I find it the best one, the smallest one, the cheapest one, but still very powerful, still very good. And for the love of laptops, for the love of technology, it's just such a wonderful way to get things done, especially online, a more functional, independent manner using laptops with all the wonderful features that they have embedded within them. Join us next time as we talk about For the Love of the Phone. I'm going to talk about iPhones. That's what we have, what we love. We have the iPhone XR and the SE, and of course, there's a new one that just came out, the 12, here in 2020. We'll talk about that, God willing, later next time on OT Talk with Mr. T, and I'm your host, Mr. T.